we decided to record it, and we just kind of grabbed whoever wanted to play, like, yeah. So John came and played banjo and stuff, Stelly played the box on it, yeah. and the producer played the bass, and I did sort of, you know, we all did harmonies and blah, blah, blah. And that turned into the first EP, and out of it, we kind of accidentally got a band.
Yeah, and that sort of is still very, that band is very busy today. Even last week you were playing, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's come down to a four-piece now, so now we're it's me and Mike Sweeney, and Dave Williams on bass, and Phil Granger on drums, and that's been pretty solid as a lineup now for a while. Last year was insanely busy for me, and it was for Mike, so we sort of took our foot off the gas, but not because we don't like doing it. It's more about sort of quality rather than quantity.
Yeah.
So if it's a gig we like playing, then we'll do it. With the EP being a couple of years old, we need to get something else out there. So hopefully this year we'll get a chance to go put something new down.
Good. Yeah. I think there's good numbers come out to see the collective as well whenever you do play.
Yeah, usually. It's usually great. Yeah, we've not really had a duff one.
Yeah.
Last week was quite strange. Leeds Live Lounge. Everyone should get there. It's the best venue in all the land. But we basically, we'd booked a gig there, and unfortunately Mike had a bereavement in the family, so he said, will you just go and play? So I said, yeah. But the other thing was, I mean, it could have been a disaster because Dave, our bass player, wasn't available. So I brought a Dep in, a girl bass player, who's actually Dep with the Replicants now as well. So she came in cold on the night and played a lot of stuff she'd never played before with me and Philly, who know what we're doing. But with me singing Mike's parts as well, which felt, which I could do, but it felt really odd. And Phil was like chucking my harmonies in from behind the drum kit. But it really worked.
You got through it, okay.
We got through it and it was good, but we'll be glad when... You're glad for the next gig when Mike's back.
I was going to say, would Mike's position be under threat now then?
I don't think so.
No, definitely not. No. Good stuff.
Nobody can threaten Mike Sweeney.
You're right there. The Replicants, just tell us a little bit more about the Replicants, the three-piece, you say. What's the kind of plan for those going forward?
Much like Mike and Paddy, really. It just sort of happened in spite of itself. There was a gig going at the Railway, and most of the usual people that I would play with weren't available. And I'd seen this guy, Jack Sadler, play drums at a jam session, I think it was in Rochdale, one of the Idle Frets ones. And I saw him, he jumped on the kit when I was playing a tune, and I was like, wow.
And he's only quite young, I think.
He's only like 20. I was like, this guy's good. Yeah. So I just had him in mind. So this gig was going, I phoned him up, said, are you available? And he was like, yeah, I can do it. I said, but, like, you know, my bass player's not around. There's another two Daves that I know who play bass, and neither of them are available. So I said, do you know anyone? And he said, yeah, there's this guy, Nick Southwood. He'll come along and play.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, cool. Turns out I knew Nick from a band that he was in. I'd played him on my radio show on Fab Radio. Previously, I just sent him a set list of like 2 45-minute with the keys and all the MP3s, and we just turned up and played it cold, and it was like 85% bang on. It just really clicked. So I said, we should do some more of this, and they're keen to do. I mean, they're busy lads, they play in a lot of other bands as well. Nick's just been on tour in Germany with his other band, Damnation Angels. But we want to do more. We're going to keep doing the covers and all that stuff, and maybe do, you know, corporate end and all that kind of stuff. But the idea is really is to play as much of the stuff, keep the covers going, but then hone it into a set that we really like and the style that seems to suit the band best.
Yeah.
And then write some material around those styles. And then we'll probably give that another name.
That could be another kind of recording opportunity.
Definitely,
in the future,
I think we're going to record the cover stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Because we do need to get some of that down. And we have got potential of the girl Jess I was talking about. She plays keys. So we could potentially expand it to keys as well for the original stuff. We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
But it's definitely another recording opportunity there, because as most people who know me or have known about me, like, I'm quite slow in getting things out there. I've been promising to record some new material that's fronted by me since Blue Thatcher, and that's long, you know, it's nearly 10 years now.
We'll just wrap up in a minute, but
I'm gonna be a dad.
A very happy occasion coming there, so like I say, you're gonna have your hands full in more than with more than a guitar. You'll have a little baby there as well. But I wanted to ask you about, obviously, an experienced and musician such as yourself, about the music scene in Oldham at the moment with all the sort of plethora of bands and artists that's out there. I mean, that, you know, I'm finding every week there's so many talented musicians out there.
There is,
What do you kind of think of that? I mean, it must be great to just to be a part of it, I guess.
It is, yeah, it's great to be a part of it. And for some odd reason, you know, Saddleworth and Oldham has always been a kind of hotbed for good bands, you know. And Manchester too, of course.
Yeah,
but like, sort of, you know, when I think back to like when we were doing Blue Thatcher, like 2005, there was like, you know, the Whiskey Cats and the Whip and that was all exploding. It was around the time of like Elbow were just starting to go over you know, so many great bands around, but it seems to have come back round again now, you know. There's young bands. Well, it moved on like less than 10 years and you had like, you know, Twisted Wheel and all that scene after the Children and stuff. And now it's great to see that sort of, you know, there's young bands sort of filling the gap that Twisted Wheel have left now, sort of thing.
Yeah. I think you've seen some of this young talent at some of these open mic nights that you do, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I've been doing those, like I say, on and off since the 90s, but, you know, people like Kieran, and who came to one of mine when he was like 15 or something. You know, he's great talent and does a lot of good for the community.
That's Kieran McMahon, of course.
And charity. Yeah. I've seen footage and listened to their recordings, but with me being out gigging all the time, I haven't actually seen the Velocettes /...
Shadow Palace,
yeah. You can see if they play the cards right, they could fill that kind of gap that's been left by Twisted Wheel. Yeah. In terms of certainly Oldham, I think indie bands will always be around here.
But the
most encouraging thing really when you meet these younger musicians is that on the whole, they're all into the same stuff as you. You know, you sit down and have a conversation with them and they want to talk about the Who and you know, the Jam and all that kind of stuff.
It does amaze me that how some of the younger end sort of familiar with all that.
Yeah.
Kind of all original stuff, you know, and it's so inspirational, you know.
It's incredible how it gets renewed each generation. But it was like that, you know, that's why it's twice as encouraging, because it was like that for me in the 90s the Beatles and, you know, whatever, you know, all that, you know, the Doors, Hendrix, blah, 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 the Who, you know, that was what I was into. And now, you know, the younger musicians who were the same age as I was then are into all the same stuff. So... You know, all you can say is just keep plugging away, keep listening to good music, keep making good music, you know.
Good. I think that's an ideal time to finish. So, Paddy O'Hare, thanks very much for talking to me. I'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.